Good day, it's Jonathan Miller and Holistic Reality Radio. Today is Really Well Radio, actually, the focus on holistic natural health for being really well. And today we're talking about holistic natural health. The book I wrote back in 1978, at the end of that year, over 40 years ago, was Nutrition, Health, and Harmony, a Handbook of Natural Health. It was among the popular books of the expanding natural health movement. The information was new to most people then. Those of us into natural living, recycling, organic foods, and gardening were considered eccentric by others, but we were exhibiting a growing wisdom that continued in other modalities of holistic healing that is still expanding today. About one-third of the book was dedicated to introducing the holistic concept, also being referred to at that time, normal spelling with an H, H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C, but back then they were also spelling it with a W, W-H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C. And it is a whole view of the world and of ourselves and of everything that influences our well-being and our health. A quote that I had in the book at the time is, "There is no separation of church and state in the human being. We are physio-psycho-spiritual beings. There are no dividing lines between these aspects of our nature." And discussing the underlying dis-ease, D-I-S-E-A-S-E, behind various health ailments. A very common concept in the natural health field that there's really one basic disease that crops up in all these different forms that they give names to. But at that time, we're discussing this disease in this way. At the base of all illness is a spiritual poverty that is characterized by a feeling of contraction. It is a reaction to life that precedes thought. If we live this reaction, we never really live life as a full human being. We remain cramped up. We feel separate and unrelated. We seek release through experience. Our tense, polluted bodies ultimately seek release through illness. So being toxic was considered the real disease by early natural health practitioners, which included the stress chemistry of adrenal hormones, like adrenaline and cortisol, evoked by negative emotions, as well as junk food toxins, and a growing list of other public poisons. We have a website where we show a list that I'm gathering over time at publicpoisons.com. But all of these toxic factors greatly increase the incidence of health problems. But before long, I was using the more holistic term, distress of the organism for the one disease, resulting in toxicity, tension, malnutrition, and vulnerability to illness. So these are all the characterizations of this one disease or factors of it, tension, toxicity, malnutrition, and weakness or vulnerability to illness. So the resolution of illness is what I now call the holistic natural health principles. And these are detoxification, life-supporting nutrition, exercise, and relaxation, including both good sleep and spiritual contemplation. These four principles are the legs of a stable table of good health and holistic wellness. So turning to natural nutrition, health, and harmony for some more information, we're wrapping up our couple months of reviewing this book and concepts and kind of updating a lot of them. But just some more passages from Nutrition, Health, and Harmony in the section on holistic health called Health and Harmony. People are sick physically, emotionally, and spiritually. The breakdown in people's ability to relate to one another, the alienation, the hostility, is the same story as that of all illness, of the rape and pollution of our earth and of terrorist acts and war. If people's day-to-day lives with one another are filled with bickering, meanness, and suffering, is it any wonder they seek the immediate pleasure and fast buck with which to buy temporary release, or that they erupt in rage? These people assume suffering to be their lot. They don't care about dying young themselves nor about an early death for the planet. So I think that has a lot of relevance to what we're seeing today. We're facing possible extinction event on our planet, and people are bickering and raging with at each other. That is not holistic health. That is separation thinking, and is the seed of illness and disease. The idea that the body degenerates because of the invasion of germs from without, or because of heredity, or even fate, is a widely assumed notion. The fact that disease begins as dis-ease within is only slowly being recognized. Our feeling of being isolated, separate individuals extends itself into fear and the negative emotions, disharmony of mind, and physical breakdown. Our own psycho-emotional attitude has great bearing on our becoming ill. If we suffer undue stress, if we live perpetually in a negatively charged emotional climate, if we find our patterns include much anger, resentment, meanness, sternness, etc., we are inviting sickness, contributing to our own demise. Thoughts are received without discrimination by our unconscious, which then clothes these thoughts with matching conditions in our bodies and lives. Negative feelings may be more subtle than these more outward emotions. Guilt most certainly underlies most illness, even in many people who appear to be happy and warm. The negative emotions affect the emission of strong hormones and other secretions into the blood, just as adrenaline is invoked in a crisis situation. These secretions are poisonous to the normal body functions, and if they are caused to be present often, we stew in our own juices, so to speak. Our life attitude and emotional states affect our eating and other habits as well. If we assume that life is a lot of work, effort, and suffering, we may tend to eat mainly for consolation and pleasure. Thus, we eat harmful foods, harmful combinations, harmful amounts, and engage in other detrimental practices just to satisfy our cravings for distraction and stimulation. Physical excess in the form of overexertion, sexual indulgence, poor posture, lack of exercise, sun or fresh air, and physical contact with other humans also contribute to poor health. The dissipation of our life energy by any means makes us ripe for illness. Our nerve energy is needed for all of our life processes. If it is being scattered without replenishment, our body's ability to function is hampered. The stresses of the money chase, antagonistic associations, overstimulation and indulgence, and of illness itself all drain our vital energy or block its flow. Struggle and the repression of conflict lead to the storing of tension in different parts of the body. Psychophysical passageways can become plugged. Contraction is increased and the search for a cure for our pain goes on, but a cure is not to be found. The body cures itself if given a calm and restful state of peace. The responsibility is ours for regaining and maintaining the health of our body and mind in conjunction with spirit. Our thoughts and attitudes form into our habits and circumstances, so it is best that they be positive. Our unconscious is responsive if we are constantly irritated. Discontentedness will be manifested in all aspects of our life by being magnified in the unconscious. It is up to each of us to learn to center and calm ourselves rather than continue to allow ourselves to be buffeted in this way and that by the barrage of thoughts and activities of a hectic lifestyle. If we allow ourselves to be wound too tightly, we are liable to break. It's better that we begin unraveling the knots that have formed in our minds and our bodies. Disease is not something other than us. The dis-ease of our body-mind is the result of our own habits. We should learn to walk, not race, through life. By consuming less, we can give up working so hard and worrying about time and money. Competition and achievement have been greatly overblown in our world. They now need to be downplayed. Patience, tolerance, respect, and love are virtues to be cultivated. In the holistic view, then, the range of health encompasses entire being. Health and harmony are of one meaning. There cannot be full health without the completion of human growth in relationship. We must undertake the responsibility of consciously living the relationship that is life. Our responsibility and maturity are essential to the harmonious living that is true health. That's a little introduction that I made back in 1978 about holistic health. And it goes on to talk about disease and the aspects of it that I mentioned earlier, but there's every good reason to undertake these principles of natural health. And even the degenerative diseases are totally avoidable and preventable, and even in some cases, reversible, depending on how far you've taken the deterioration. But arthritis, you know, the basic, most well-known degenerative diseases, arthritis, circulatory problems, hypoglycemia and diabetes, blood sugar problems, and cancer. And then now we have the more modern diseases of multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, and some other ones. Fibromyalgia was the other one I was trying to think of. And these are all just extensions of this deterioration of the brain and nervous system and the body's tissues from these factors of toxicity and tension and malnutrition, lack of exercise. So reducing the influx of toxins, getting rid of the ones that you have accumulated that overwhelm your systems, bringing in the life-supporting nutrition that reaches the cells and completes the Krebs cycle of energy production so the cells can do their job, perform and be a healthy part of an organ or tissue that needs to function right, and relaxing the tension and contemplating your life and your relationships and your, especially your relationship to the creative love awareness. This is all very important, as well as exercising and opening up the muscles and systems of your body by rigorous activity and muscle toning. And then, if need be, we have many aspects of natural holistic healing, beginning with understanding the concept of the whole approach. So you cover all the bases and take care of yourself as a whole being. But then you need to entertain the factors of discipline and a good attitude, the appropriate attitude of health and wholeness and happiness and caring for one another and kindness. And then cleansing, the detoxification process is an ongoing and very thorough, needs to be thoroughly learned and addressed. Not, you know, drinking pure water is one benefit. There are many herbs and elements that help with the activation of your cleansing systems, your elimination systems, the colon elimination, urinary and perspiration. Then transitioning your diet from heavy and poor quality foods to the greatest nutrition, organically grown fresh fruits and vegetables primarily, while also learning fasting, a more thorough cleansing of the body that gives the body a time of rest, and when done in conjunction with relaxation and spiritual contemplation, is an excellent way for making rapid improvements in your overall health and well-being. So there are many other helpful practices discussed in Nutrition, Health, and Harmony, a handbook of natural health, and there are still copies of this classic book available. We are sending them out with superfood orders from our office of Canada that we import, no toxic metals in the soil, and the highest oil content, with delicious greens, 8,000 ORAC units of antioxidant per serving, and organic spirulina, and our flower pollen extract. All these items that ship out of our office, if you order just $25 worth, that could just be one item, really, the delicious greens, or the spirulina or the pollen. But then we'll include a book with the shipment, or just with, I think it's three bags of flax or any combination of our superfoods. Thank you for listening. Now is the time to move with purpose, time to understand. Please visit reallywell.com for more information on holistic natural health. Well, it looks like our music is not available to play. The internet is down for some reason, so we'll just bid you adieu and have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening.